seems that on the Sundays when Jackie and I don't share what readings we're using, they turn out to be more in sync than the ones when we do. Maybe there's some larger force at work there. This is from a reading by the Reverend Patrick O'Neill. He's the minister of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Wilmington, Delaware, which is called "Do Bless or Curse the World." May I tell you my definition of the world religious, of the word religious? My definition has nothing to do with piety or self-righteousness or with naive idealism that denies whatever is painful or ugly or even ambiguous in life. Nor does it have anything to do with blind faith acceptance of some proclaimed doctrine. My definition of religion is just the opposite of those things. To me, religious persons are those who see clear-eyed, who see the clear-eyed vision of life set before them in its fullness. Life and prosperity, death and adversity, blessings and curses. And who then have the courage to choose to bless the world by how they live. To me, a religious person is one who chooses to bless the world. Not out of naivete or piety, not out of ignorance of its dangers or denial of its mortality, not out of some robotic allegiance to a mystical faith system, but one who blesses the world knowing full well life is hard and all of us are vulnerable to being lost every day. To bless the world by how you choose to live in it, to choose to be a loving person even when you have reason to be bitter, to choose to be a healer even when you yourself have been wounded. To choose to be hopeful even when you have cause to be a cynic. To choose to forgive a wrong that's been done to you. That to me is being a religious person. That is choosing life. That is blessing the world.